Hello, 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 and happy Sanctified Sunday, y'all. Let me just begin by once again mentioning, I think I mentioned this last week in a post, that I just want to thank my biggest cheerleader for blessing me with this mic that I am recording on. I was in tears. It was so very, very thoughtful. So thank you again, Bianca. I love you. You are my biggest cheerleader. And when people really believe in you, you feel like you can honestly do anything. I'm telling you. And also, while we're feeling these good vibes and on this good note, I know everyone, or most of you, have been reading the 30-day challenges that I put out once a month. And I'm, you know, you probably think, she a crazy person. She cutting this out. She not eating out. She's not doing this. Well, I am happy to report that my A1C is down 1 point. Yes, and I know that it is only 1 point. But 1 point is a victory, because it had been going up for the past 6 months. So to say that now for the past 3 months that it's gone down 1 point, I feel like everything I have been doing is working. So I am about to put the press on, because I have a goal to reach by August, and I am trying to get it down 2 points for my next visit. So wish the best for me, because this is an important thing. It's a big thing. Now all of that is out of the way. Let me start again with my happy Sanctified Sunday. I know I'm clearing my throat, y'all, but I am feeling better this week. We got rain on Friday, so my allergies really have not been that bad. This has really been a very chill, a very relaxed week. I got my yoga in this week. You know, when I have a schedule for my exercise, so I do arms on Monday. I did a lot of walking on Tuesday. I do just dance on our little old Wii on Wednesday. And Thursday, I did some exercise to help strengthen my back, because that old problem is coming. But you know what? I'm trying to nip it in the bud. So I've done good this week. Got caught up on all my shows. I mean, it has just been an all around pretty productive week for me. So I hope everyone else has had a productive week. Again, if you're just listening for the first time, this is what I call my Sunday journal, and this is where I chit-chat on the 52 list for happiness, and I am on week 36, so let's chat. So do you have, like, a favorite scent that reminds you of something happy, or a place that you always like to go to that you get excited when you think about going, and it just brings you joy? For me, whenever I smell fresh paint, it reminds me of when my family moved to our first house and everything was fresh and new. I mean, it was scary. It was exciting all at the same time, but it made me happy because my parents were happy. And then we had that trickle-down effect. So to this day, whenever I smell fresh paint, it reminds me of that. And so our list 36 this week is about listing the scents, spaces, textures, and the sounds that bring you joy. And the take action for this list is, how many of these things can you combine into one joy-filled experience? Try lighting a candle in the coziest spot in your home, pour yourself a glass of your favorite drink, and indulge in some serious me time with your favorite book or music. So for me, this list could literally go on and on and on. It could be pages, but we know that's team too much. So I had to stop at a certain point, because my brain can register everything as being, the most minute detail as being happy, because, you know, I take pleasure in very simple things. You know, like, I'm happy with that. When Bianca and I go to the store and, you know, pick out candles or things for our house, that makes me happy. I like that. I'm in love with the fall season. That makes me happy. I associate, though, a lot of these things as me coming into my own. And before I get there, though, let's think about that. Wouldn't it be nice that whenever you were having a crap-filled day, like if your day was just craptastic, we could just reach into our bank of happy? That's what we need. We need the bank of happy. You know, like, yo, I want to withdraw 2 or 3 hours of this good time, this happy feeling. I just need 2 or 3 hours. Let me make my withdrawal. Let me take it in. And then I can feel good. But we all need that bank of happy. The take action portion also mentions to combine everything. I don't want to squeeze all those good things that I like into a couple of hours. I need to spread my stuff out over time. This is where the bank comes in. I need to go to the bank and make a withdrawal for a few hours at a time. I don't want it all at one time, but then that's just me doing me. Everybody's got a different way that they, you know, like to do things, or everybody's got a different way of how they, you know, decompress or unwind or whatever. It's different for everyone. So basically what I'm saying is you have to experience life to find out what you can't stand, what's uncomfortable, as well as what makes you happy. So actually this take action is good. It's really perfect if you just need to decompress and unplug for a few hours. You know, take your mind off what's stressful with something you enjoy so you could be in the right frame of mind to attack that stress or to attack the root of it. I say, if it feels good, do it. You know, as long as you ain't hurting nobody, do you. You know what I mean? It is not selfish to put yourself first once in a while. I recommend it. It's productive. It's self-care. It's taking care of you so you can take care of others around you. You know, I used to always feel a certain type of way. I would feel guilty for like buying myself something. And I think I mentioned this in another list where a coworker would say, you know, treat yourself. I would always feel some type of way. But, you know, because I would feel like I need to be putting that somewhere. I need to be saving it. I need to be investing. I need to be doing something. I shouldn't be spending it on me because I don't deserve it, right? But I know now that when I spend money on myself, that I am investing it. I'm investing it in me, you know, in the bank, in the trust of me. This is for my health. It's for my well-being. It makes me feel good. And this is the biggest investment, because if I'm not here, then I can't take care of anyone else, right? We do not get a do-over in this life. You can't mess up and go, oops, you know, let me just start over. We do not get a do-over. So we have to make the best of this life, no matter how it presents itself, and maybe even kick it in the ass every now and then. You got to do what you got to do, you know? So I will ask you, and maybe you can comment below, are you living right now or are you just existing? I heard that phrase in a movie and I actually had to think about it. Am I living or I'm existing, or am I just existing? What does that mean? This means I need to get right. So I want you to think about that and ask yourself that. And then maybe comment below and share, and let's, you know, let's get it out. Let's talk about it. With that, I'm going to close my post today. Thank you so much for visiting my blog today. Thank you for listening. And again, you know what's coming, y'all. With each post in this series, I want to bring some of my experiences to you and some of my happy experiences, so that way I can spread the joy that I have to you. Because we're all here to build each other up and make each other feel good. So that is my part. The 52 List for Happiness Journal is available on Amazon. Click the link in the blog post if you would like to know more about this journal, or maybe get a copy for yourself so we can do this together. I would love for you all to join me. That would be great. And if you want to get caught up on my 52-list journal and see the progress from list one to now, click on this archives link and, see how it all began. Have a blessed Sunday, y'all. I hope everyone has a productive week. Know thyself.